Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to ThinkBigRadio.com, where big thinkers come to teach and learn. Your goals are our goals, and your success makes us successful.
Good evening, and thank you for tuning in to Think Big Radio. Big listeners, I'm your host, Dr. Sonia Kennedy, and tonight's guest is an awesome and inspiring big thinker. I want to introduce Pamela Dukes, CEO and founder of Awakening Aspiration. But before I do that, I also want to let Pam tell us how to get in contact with her and also tell us a little bit about herself. Pam, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Hi, how are you?
Fine, thank you. Thank you so much for being my guest on tonight's show. So can you give us some information on how to contact you before we get started?
Sure. I just want to start with a thank you to all the Think Big listeners tonight. Thank you guys for tuning in. My contact information is awakeningaspiration.com. That's my website. You can find Awakening Aspiration on Facebook by just searching Awakening Aspiration. And our contact phone number is 385-325-2016.
Thank you so much. And I know that you have a ton of information and business tips for us tonight. So I can't wait to hear all of the awesome and big things coming up. And just, man, just I'm pumped about this interview. I've been talking about it forever. So give me the story of Awakening Aspirations and the CEO and founder.
Well, there's an interesting tale of how the name of Awakening Aspiration derived. I'll give you that before I go into the actual story. And the way that it derived is I decided to basically get out of my own way and go ahead and do what it is that I, you know, need to do or wanted to do as far as this business is concerned. And so I woke up. So that's where awakening came from. And there was a toss between the word aspiration and the word inspiration, because aspiration in short means strong desire. And inspiration means to inspire, of course, and that's one thing that I really wanted to do. So we have two teams in our house. I have three daughters and my son, but we have two teams, and the daddy team and the mommy team. Daddy's team is my youngest daughter and her dad, and the mommy's team is my middle daughter and myself, and my son and my daughter lie somewhere in between. Anyhow, I owe the credit to them because Daddy's team won plus two. So my own team jumped ship on me, and I was outvoted. And that's where aspiration came from. I was actually happy that I was outvoted. Now, the actual story of Awakening Aspiration is one that's not very complex. Awakening Aspiration simply is my dream. But more than that, it's my purpose realized. I found myself with the realization that textbook education alone may not be sufficient to help all people or this particular population, which is women and teen girls. I truly believe that my education paired with the numerous episodes of my life gives me the ability to connect on a more personal level with girls and women who have or are experiencing traumatic life events. So in short, that's the story of Awakening Aspiration. As far as the CEO, we'll have to sit down. This platform won't allow us. And I'm actually in the middle of writing a manuscript about the story of the CEO.
Absolutely. We can't wait to see that. Man, it sounds like there's some more behind that, of course. It sounds like there's a bunch that goes into the creation of Awakening Aspiration. So I am definitely looking forward to all the great things that are going to happen. But let me ask you this, and I think this is helpful for a lot of the Think Big listeners that are out there or who are thinking about launching their own business or starting their own organization the way that you did? Are there other CEOs or womenpreneurs that encouraged you to kind of get out there and make it happen, or somebody that you were inspired by?
Sure. Well, to be quite honest, I'm inspired by all womenpreneurs, women who own small businesses, such as my nail technician. Her name is Sean. She has a salon called it's a Healthy Souls. I'm sorry, can't call the name of it, but her name is Sean, and she's a small business owner. There's a girl that I grew up with. Her name is Kenya. She has Kenya's Naturals, and she makes natural hair care and skin products. I mean, and to be quite honest, Dr. Kennedy, you as well, as you continue to build your practice and your brand. My mother, who used to sell cookies to make ends meet. Women who I'm in frequent contact with because I'm able to watch their grind. My Aunt Donna has 6 or 7 daycares, and she started in a home daycare, of which I lived, running from an abusive relationship, but that's another story. She got up every morning and took it to the grind. I have a cousin who owns a salon. She started in her house. She's been doing this thing for a number of years now. And I mean, the list just continues. We can do this all night, but the women who I'm in most contact with, those are my biggest motivators. Silently, they don't even actually know that they motivate me the way that they do.
Wow. And you said a mouthful, and I like how, you know, you gave a shout out to a couple of people, right? You plugged their businesses too as well, and that's what we're supposed to do as big thinkers. We're always supposed to pay it forward, support one another, and also make sure that our ideas can transfer over to other individuals who are small business owners or big business owners even, because I think we all can support one another in different ways. So thank you definitely for even being thoughtful enough to mention all of those people that were close to you or people that you've done business with or received services from, because I think that's where it starts. Why your organization and why now?
Okay, well, that's a good one. Why Awakening? So Awakening Aspiration, the why. The company that will wake up the desire for total health and wellness. It will incite hunger for inner happiness, offer tools to maintain emotional freedom, I mean, for women and girls, and if God willing, someday, maybe even men and boys as well. But why now? Because I'm finally done running from what I truly believe I was put on this earth to do. And also because our culture is evolving. Social media is teaching our children, instead of human interaction, gun, domestic violence is on the rise. And the reality that these issues sadden women, they sadden mothers, daughters, aunts, girlfriends, wives. I mean, it's just my belief that as women, us as women, you know, if we learn how to love ourselves and we learn how to love each other, we can be better nurturers to this world that's continuing to basically evolve right around us.
Well, you also said something that really struck me, the emotional freedom. Can you talk a little bit more about that?
Well, a lot of times we as women, from what I'm finding from my experience, as well as, you know, some of the research that I've done, we hold on to our emotions, our hurts. We'll be 10 years into a hurt and still have it. And we, you know, emotions oftentimes, you know, they're good for us, but sometimes they can be bad for us too. And when we allow our emotions to tie us to past hurts, these things can basically, you know, stifle or incarcerate our emotions and our feelings and basically, you know, us being successful.
Yeah, I could see where you are really talking about some deep stuff with this emotional freedom, about some deep-rooted stuff. So, again, I'm excited about how you framed awakening and aspiration and how you broke that down, because I think that speaks volumes to what we're talking about in terms of women empowerment. So tell me about some of your current projects coming up.
Well, my current projects, one of my biggest projects, the one that's that's coming up soon, is the official launch of Awakening Aspiration, and that's going to happen in Chicago this Saturday. I'm very excited about that. I'm going to be my own keynote speaker for the launch. We're going to have a workshop full of wellness and just fun, and I'm very excited about that. So that's one thing that I have coming up, and I'm also working on 2 4-week programs for teen girls and tween girls. Those programs will basically entail young ladies knowing what to do and how to be responsible women.
Wow. Again, I will definitely be in the house because I want to see this happen. So that's this Saturday, January 9th?
Yes, this Saturday, January 9th from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. Central Standard Time at 8012 South Halsted, and that's in Chicago, Illinois.
Great, great. Thank you for that information, because I think that as we have listeners that are actually calling in, we do have some calls that I'm going to take in a minute. That information will definitely be helpful. And I think one more thing I want to ask you before we take a call. You mentioned your focus is being women and tween girls, but how can we also help men help their women?
That's a good question. Well, you know, in my experience, I've watched and was raised by women for the most part, predominantly. And, you know, we ruin our ladies sometimes by telling them that they don't need a man, so to speak, or, you know, to live as if they may lose their husbands or significant ones, or, you know, as if the brothers or the uncles aren't significant roles. But we can help our men by simply uplifting them. And when they're down, you know, we basically encourage them. You know, I see so many times different women in all cultures, you know, many different cultures, when the women are predominantly the leaders. And that's nothing wrong with that at all. Don't get me wrong. But at the same time, we have to learn how to build men and let them play and take their role as well, in my opinion.
Okay. Well, that's okay. That's all that counts right now is your opinion. But I thank you for that reminder too, right? Hey, I'm listening to the CEO and founder of Awakening Aspiration, so I'm going to roll with what you said. Before we take a call, give us, absolutely, I'm there. Before we take a call, why don't you give us your contact information one more time?
Sure. You can find us on Facebook by searching Awakening Aspiration. Our website is awakeningaspiration.com, and our contact phone number is 385-325-2016.
Sounds good. Hopefully everybody got that. Hopefully you got your pens and you're writing down some of the ideas and things that Pam is sharing with us. I'm going to go ahead and actually take a call. Let's see, caller. Area code 770 with the first three starting at 719. I want to go ahead and take your question or call. Caller, are you there?
Thank you so
Hi, thank you for tuning in. How are you this evening?
I'm great. My name is Miss Blackwell, and I just want to say that this certainly sounds like a very wonderful idea that she has come up with. I feel that being a woman, we need to inspire each other with our, not only with our businesses, but just inspire one another, period. I find so much that as women, we seem to be jealous of one another. And with that jealousy, that can be a stumbling block for each one of us, because that jealousy being a stumbling block may hold me back or disengage from doing what I really want to do or what I really plan to do. So I do believe that the program that's being launched on Saturday will really help launch not only myself, but other women as well. So I want to thank you for coming up with this idea. And not only do I look forward to your project, but I'm going to look you up on Facebook. And if I live in the Chicago area, you would have me there. So thank you.
Well, thank you so very much. Thank you for your support. And you're right,
you're
we do have to support one another. Thank you very much.
Miss Blackwell, before you go, where are you calling from? Because we definitely want to recognize the area. Even though you're not in Chicago, we want to support that area of women who are also aspiring to do some wonderful and big things.
I'm in Atlanta, Georgia.
Oh, awesome. I love Atlanta, especially right now in Chicago. It's pretty cold. Thank you for calling and for supporting. Yeah, I know the weather. I definitely could look at Atlanta as a second place. But I appreciate you calling in and also for supporting Pamela in her endeavor this Saturday and for her future upcoming events with Awakening Aspiration. Thank you so much for your call.
You're welcome. It's my pleasure.
Thank you. Have a good night.
Thank you. You too.
All right. Let's see if we can take another call. Caller in the 773 area code with the 750 number. Are you there? Hi, caller. Are you there? Oh, let's see if we can get someone else on the phone. Let's see. Caller with the 708 area code. Are you there? Caller with the 708 area code, 769. Are you there? Well, let's see, Pam. I do have some more questions. Let's take a look and see if we can get one more caller. Oh, we do have somebody. And Ms. Blackwell was awesome in her encouraging support, so I appreciate that. Let's see, caller in the 404 area code with the prefix of 643. Are you there? Hi, caller in the 404 area code. Are you there?
I am.
Hi, thank you for tuning in to Think Big Radio. And you are?
I am Aaliyah Butler, Miss All Power to Inspire.
Hi, Aaliyah. Thank you for calling in. I'm so excited. I hope you can tell.
I am. I hear you. And I hear it in your voice. It's just like, it's beaming. It's contagious. I love it.
Oh, wow. Okay, good. Pam, you hear that? Look, so they know that we are excited about Saturday. I'm pumped. You should just see me. I'm super pumped. I'm looking like for an outfit and everything for Saturday. So
I'm beyond pumped.
Yeah, definitely. I'm all about women and women empowerment. So what's your question for Pam?
Well, I actually just had a comment for Pam. I just said, Pam, continue to do what you're doing because it's needed. And shoot for the stars because there is definitely you're walking in your purpose and walking on purpose.
Thank you so much for the encouragement. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I'm very excited about this work. I realize that we need it from my own experiences, and I thank you from the bottom of my heart for your encouragement. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from the Atlanta, Georgia area, and I actually have a show called On Fire to Inspire where I actually inspire others. So that's my thing, helping people pursue purpose, and that's what you guys are doing. You're helping them bring about healing so that they can walk in the divine purpose for their lives. So you guys are doing the great work.
Thank you so much.
Look at that, Pam. See all that encouragement. Love it.
I'm eating it all up. I'm eating it all up. Trust me, I am. encouragement all the way from Atlanta.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
I love it. So thank you so much for calling
in
and supporting Pam and her launch on Saturday. Wish you were here, but who knows? Maybe we will definitely cross paths as we enlarge our territory.
That's right.
Yes.
That's right. If you're ever in Atlanta, look me up and we can definitely connect, make some things happen.
Well,
my
so
network
much.
Is growing already.
Yes.
Amen. All right, ladies. Well, thanks again, and you all have a great year, because that's what it's going to be. I'm not going to say a great week or a great day. You're going to have a great year.
Thank you.
All right. Well, Pam, guess what? Got a couple more questions for you. And I think that, man, that support and people calling in just to encourage you and ask questions, you are definitely doing some awesome and great work that's much needed. So if you haven't pat yourself on the back yet, and since you got outvoted in your own house, let them know that mama's still running.
Oh, I think they know.
So let me ask you something else, because I think, you know, as we talk about your inspiration and your encouragement for starting Awakening Aspiration, let me ask you about some of those things that it took to get to this point of where you're now ready to launch. So if you had 5 minutes to give some keys to your business success or how to get started, what type of step-by-step method or tools would you be able to share with our Think Big listeners?
Okay, well, basically I would like to share, or I could share, what has been working for me. And my first steps, or, you know, tools that I had to use, is basically I had to get out of my own way. I had to put fear to the side, try to limit negative chatter, and, you know, I realized that oftentimes when people think of the word if, they think on the negative end of if. I began to live in the positive of if. If was always positive, then many people would probably get more things done. I had to use my support system and realize, you know, who my support was. My husband is my biggest fan. And I had to learn how to listen to him, because, you know, I, in short, could be a little hard head when it comes to listening, especially to my husband. But I had to learn how to listen to my support and research people who basically are doing the same thing that you're doing. You research those people, see what their successes were, see if you can figure out what their struggles were, and ask questions. Don't be afraid to ask questions. Sometimes, you know, people, and I've heard this before, I've heard many people say that we become afraid that someone will steal our idea or, you know, take it and run with it and do it a little better. So we want to, you know, keep quiet about it. But the truth of the matter is, if the goal, if the dream, if the purpose is yours, no one can steal it from you. It's your craft. We all are different. And even if someone has an idea that's similar to yours, you can build your network with them. So those are some of the things that's been working for me so far. And me just getting started, I'm very excited about, you know, finding more steps and learning more things, you know, that will work as well.
Wow, you said a mouthful. You went from business to family and back to business again. I like that. Okay, I'm taking tips. I'm writing them down. All right, so you said to listen and also, okay. So I just want to make sure that I listen to your husband. Okay, I did write that down. And the other thing is have a support system, which I think is awesome that you have such a strong support system. And I'm hoping that as our Think Big listeners are tuning in, that they will see that we all need to definitely be able to support one another and also put in and also get some takeaways whenever we are in the presence of each other. But in saying that, I do have a question, because I know with any business, there's always some loopholes in between. Were there any challenges as you were starting awakening aspiration, or were there anything that you ran into that you felt like, oh, no, this isn't going to happen?
Well, I didn't exactly allow the this isn't going to happen to manifest in my thoughts. I would just redirect that. But some of the challenges I faced was making sure that I learned how to gain financial stability for the business. I also, you know, had to learn that I would have to delegate duties. And, you know, a long time ago I was told, you can depend on you. You're not positive who else you can depend on. But if you build a strong network and a strong support, then you can depend on them. You just have to know how to motivate people and be the type of person that people want to help. You know, another challenge is basically having to understand that I would have to sacrifice time for my family, and not really knowing how they will receive that sacrifice. And like I said, you know, I it was difficult for me in the very beginning to ask for help. I was nervous about asking for help a little bit, but that was one challenge and hurdle I had to get over quick, because awakening aspiration is nothing without the people who have been supporting me. I had to learn how to ask for help. I had to say, hey, can you take a look at this? Can you, you know, help me with that? And then understand that, you know, everybody is not sitting waiting for you to ask them for their help. They have lives, and they have businesses and families of their own. So I had to learn patience. That was a virtue for me. So those were my challenges, to wrap them up in short.
Man, you hit spirituality too. Wait a minute, I need to draw like a diagram when I talk to you, so that I can be like, oh, what about this part of it? Okay, because you're tapping into all of those domains that I focus on when I'm even working with clients and people, looking at relationships, looking at your social aspect, looking at your finances, looking at your support system, and also, you know, being able to ask for help and what all of that looks like, so that we can have healthy businesses too as we're creating them. We want to be healthy, but we also want our businesses to be healthy and thriving and full of that joy and zest that's going to sustain us and make us feel solid about what we're doing. So I appreciate you tapping into all aspects, including the spirituality piece, and going back to that, because I think that's important to have that foundation. So before we close out, I have one more thing that I wanted to ask you, and this one is real easy, right? Because
okay.
I know I've been kind of trying to, you know, throw fingers at you, but I know you got it. Who would you like to shout out or thank right now?
Well, first and foremost, and I know everyone does this, but it really is first and foremost, faith, you know, God. You know, people, I don't know if we can shout out Jesus, but, you know, Jesus was the spiritual man with a master plan. That's my number one. But my second support was my husband. He, like I say, he was my number one fan, my biggest cheerleader, my best friend, Alina, my newfound friend, Miss Heaven Devin is what I call her, my children for being patient and not running all across the stairs. But, you know, I want to thank you and all of the women that I watch, all of the things that I've actually been through, you know, my mother, for being strong, my Aunt Clara, who's not with us anymore, but that lady, I love her, and she taught me how to, you know, be strong and do what I needed to do, and, you know, don't take no stuff, but, you know, when you need to close your mouth and keep going. But, you know, those are just a few of the many, all my friends, all my family, my coworkers, my fans that I don't even know, you know, who they are, but all of those people, my mother-in-law, I can't forget her. She's a huge, huge support for me, and I have to tell her thank you.
Wow. I like that family is a running theme throughout everything that you've talked about tonight, about all of the big ideas for looking at our businesses with a different lens. And being able to just be authentic in the creation of our business. I think that you definitely drove that point home tonight. I want to make sure, again, before we close out, and we had some more calls. Unfortunately, we were not able to take those calls, but I wanted to let the listeners know, since we were not able to get to these other calls, that they can definitely find the archive of the show by visiting thinkbigradio.com. And then what they can do is go to the click listen now button, and so they can actually listen to this interview again, right? So, guys, if we didn't get to you, my apologies. We're going to be back with some more awesome hosts like Pamela Dukes. Hopefully I can have her on again if she's not too big for us over here at Think Big Radio. but definitely make sure you go to the thinkbigradio.com website and go to the archive shows and click on the Listen Now button. All right. So, Pamela, close us out with your contact information one more time.
So my contact phone number is 385-325-2016. AwakeningAspiration.com is my email address. There's actually a link on there where you can send me an email if you want to send me those questions. I'm open to responding to those questions. And we're on Facebook at Awakening Aspiration. You just search Awakening Aspiration on Facebook. And I can't wait to hear from the listeners at Think Big. I thank you guys for the opportunity, and I'm just excited about us having a working relationship.
Oh, thank you. And what I'm going to do, because we want to make sure that the listeners are able to get the actual website, is Awakening Aspirations, right?
Awaken. ING aspiration with no S, aspiration.com.
All right. Thank you. So, listeners, you heard it out here at Think Big Radio. Be on the lookout for Pamela Duke, CEO and founder of Awakening Aspiration, no S, right? Make sure you look her up on her website. Look her up on Facebook. All right. Make sure, guys, that we all support all of our big thinkers and our big listeners. And I want to thank everybody that tuned in tonight, that called in. Thank you so much for your support. I'm Dr. Sonia Kennedy, and till next time, thank you guys. Have a good night.
You're listening to thinkbigradio.com.
Pam, I'm going to call you back.
Where big thinkers come to teach and learn. Your goals are our goals, and your success makes us successful.